This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. More foreign nationals are preparing to leave the Gaza Strip Thursday. Gaza's border authority released the names of about 600 additional foreign passport holders it said will be allowed to cross through the Rafah crossing into Egypt. About 335 foreign nationals left Gaza Wednesday, along with more than 70 injured Palestinians who were taken to Egyptian hospitals for treatment. The departures come after Gaza's Hamas-run government said consecutive airstrikes on the Jabalia refugee camp Tuesday and Wednesday killed 195 Palestinians. The militant group says at least 777 people were wounded in the attacks and 120 are still missing. Israel said its strikes on Tuesday and Wednesday killed two Hamas military leaders, while UN human rights officials said the airstrikes could be considered a war crime. Israel has bombed Gaza by land, sea, and air in its campaign to wipe out the Iranian-backed Islamist group after its cross-border rampage into southern Israel on October 7th, killing 1,400 people and taking more than 200 others hostage. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As the war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas nears its one-month anniversary, U.S. President Joe Biden is now calling for a humanitarian pause in the fighting. President Biden made the call Wednesday while he was being heckled during a fundraising speech in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The heckler interrupted Biden's speech to demand a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Biden is under increasing pressure from human rights groups, fellow world leaders, and even members of his own Democratic Party, who say Israel's bombardment of Gaza is collective punishment and that the time has come for a ceasefire. This is VOA News.